Porchlight Family Media,
your source for family-centered content.
PorchlightFamilyMedia.com.
And now, Audio Theater Central.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit.
My name is Finian Jones, and you are...
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theater.
Hello, I'm JD.
And I'm Roy.
And I, as usual, am Andrew. I haven't changed. So, we are your hosts for Audio Theater Central.
This is your one-stop shop for everything related to family-friendly audio drama. We'd like to talk about what we call the top three: Lamplighter Theater, Adventures in Odyssey, Focus on the Family Radio Theater, and anything else that comes to mind. And this episode is an exception. This is episode 52. Well, you might be asking, why is this episode an exception? Well, that is because we have another discussion episode for you.
Yes, if you're a programmer, don't think error. It's not that kind of exception. Let's not go there. It is a different format than our normal type show.
Yeah, so we hope you like this format that we're trying out every few episodes. If you do, let us know. If you don't, let us know. We've got some feedback also coming up from Will and Christopher, and we've got also a cool way that you can get involved with the show. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. So, don't forget to join the ATC Insiders. You're going to be the first to find out what's going on here at ATC. Click the link in the show notes or in the sidebar on the website. It's free, and you'll be glad you did. Let's just say that. Also, if you are a writer, we still have a few spots open for you to join our team if you want to start writing for the blog on audiotheatercentral.com. There's a link on the website for that and in the show notes for this episode, episode 52. Now, let's jump into our discussion. What are we talking about today, guys?
All right.
So I've had this burning question.
Burning.
Burning question on my mind.
Andrew is literally on fire.
We're about years. To
put water on him.
No water on the studio, that's please. Right. It's very dangerous around all these sensitive electronics.
True.
But, you know, there's this thing that we call audio drama.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it exactly that distinguishes an audio drama? So... we're actually specifically exploring the question, is a full cast audiobook? So this would be an audiobook that each person in the story is read by a different voice, or voiced by a different actor, if I can say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And could, or you know, may or may not include music or sound effects or anything. But there is always a narrator, you know, that reads the little in-between lines like Jax then said, you know. So is that still, does that still qualify as an audio drama?
I think that's a good topic to discuss.
All right.
Well, I think first of all, you have to kind of look at your different terms for what we call audio drama. I mean, when we're on the show, we say we talk about audio drama, but then our show is called Audio Theater Central.
Right.
So there's a lot of different terms. You have audio drama, radio theater. Audio theater, to me, I've always thought of these as pretty much synonymous. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I don't think that they're antonymous. And don't ask me if that's a word, because I have no idea. But what's a synonym for synonym, by the way? I don't know. I think that all of those terms that reference a full cast of actors getting into a part and, you know, becoming that part for the duration of the story with sound effects and all that good stuff is, you know, could any of those terms could apply: audio drama, radio drama, radio theater, audio theater. Any of those things are pretty much the same.
Roy?
Word.
Yes, that's what we're discussing. Wordage.
I agree with Andrew. they're all the same to me, I think.
Okay, so here's something that's interesting. If you look at the Wikipedia entry for radio drama, it has a lot of these other terms in here. So this is what their definition of radio drama is: a dramatized, purely acoustic performance broadcast on radio or published on audio media such as tape or CD. No visual component. Radio drama depends on dialogue, music, and sound effects to help the listener imagine the characters and the story.
Hmm.
So I think that's a pretty good definition and overview of this medium that we love so much.
Yeah, I like their use of the, what was it again? The purely auditory, or what did they say?
Sorry. Yeah,
acoustic.
Purely acoustic.
Purely acoustic. That's what it was.
Good words, yeah.
That is a very, I like that phrase. I like that turn of phrase. Purely acoustic. There's no pictures or, you know, video or anything involved other than simple sound.
That's your new company that's going to come out. It's going to be called Acoustic Theater Productions. Yes,
purely acoustic.
Yeah.
Purely Acoustica.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, back in the day, there was a company called Acoustica. Yeah, so their audio editing software back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this was back in the day.
Like a couple weeks ago or something.
A couple decades ago.
Wow.
No, not quite that far. But yeah, so I think it's a pretty accurate. Now, here's the thing that they differentiate the terms audio drama or audio theater. Even though they're used synonymously with radio drama, there's one possible distinction. They say,
I know where this is going.
Audio drama or audio theater may not necessarily be intended specifically for broadcast on radio.
Oh, okay.
Which makes absolute sense.
Where did you think it was
going? I actually thought that they were going to say that that theater tends to refer more to something performed in front of a live audience as audio theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and as we know, they say audio drama, whether newly produced or OTR classics, old-time radio for the uninitiated, can be found on CDs, cassettes, podcasts, websites, conventional broadcast radio. So there's all these different, I would say, distribution methods, but it's the same medium. Does that make
sure,
sense?
Sure, it's the same content.
Yeah. Complete sense.
So, different delivery methods of the same thing.
Exactly.
Different words.
Just like there's different types of speakers out there, right? It's all the same. They're transmitting sound waves, but they may not be doing it in exactly the same way.
Precisely.
Good analogy there, Andrew.
Wow. Sometimes we have those. What we usually can't come up with, though, are good segues. I rode one of those once.
I fell off one once.
I have never ridden one.
Me neither. I was just joking.
Just for the segue part. Yeah.
Although I like those guys at Target that ride around on them. They look so goofy with their helmets and stuff.
Exactly. Like falling onto a carpeted floor is going to just give them a concussion off of something that's driving, you know, 2 or 3 miles an hour. But hey, who are we to judge?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, the inventor just rode off a cliff on his own on his own Segway. So
the only thing we're qualified to judge is audio drama.
So. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So speaking of audio drama.
Oh, here's a good segue. Oh.
JD busting out with a great segue.
That was a good segue. You create the segue yourself is the key.
Andrew and I will build it and you ride it, JD.
Hopefully not off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So to me, I've always thought of the word drama in the phrase audio drama as just a shortened form of the word dramatization. And that's the way I've always looked at it. What do you think, Roy?
My mind never's gone there. Never gone to dramatization. It's just drama, you know.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I've always considered it's just a short word, you know, just an abbreviation of the word dramatization.
Yeah, right? So that's what I mean, because in modern culture, we have the word drama that people refer to as
just dramatic.
And just people overreacting and that kind
drama
of thing.
Queen, so, this exactly. And drama king, that. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody reference as a drama king.
So I think a lot of times that word kind of loses, because it's so used in that context.
True.
I think it loses, to me, and I don't even know if I'm accurate or not, but that's the way I've always approached it, is that it's a shortened form of dramatization. So if we look at the definition of dramatization, Merriam-Webster says, it's a dramatized version of something like a novel. What is the definition of dramatize? Well, to adapt for theatrical presentation or to present or represent in a dramatic manner. This is all from Merriam-Webster.
Right.
Got to get the legality out of the way.
Sure.
So when we're considering this question of is a full cast audiobook still an audio drama, my feeling is I would tend to say no, because
it loses its dramatic value, right? There's no dramatic. There's nothing dramatic about it, right?
So, yeah. So I would say that a story can still be dramatic when you're just reading a book. It can be a dramatic story, but it's not dramatized. To me, dramatized means that it's got all of these components, you know, sound effects, music, everything like that. What do you think, Andrew?
Let me play devil's advocate here, okay? Because in reality, I happen to agree, but let me look at this from a different perspective. So when you went back and read from Wikipedia the definition of a radio or audio drama, mm-hmm. it said that it is, with no visual component, radio drama depends on dialogue, music, and sound effects to help the listener imagine the characters and story. Okay, so playing devil's advocate again, how does a full cast audiobook not deliver all of these qualities if they do incorporate the music and sound effects? Because there are some full cast audiobooks that do such things as having sound effects and
a full cast
and music and a full cast of people, but they are still reading verbatim the words that are in the book.
Yeah.
But given those conditions, it seems to me, as devil's advocate, that's still an audio drama. What's the difference? Besides a narrator popping in more often and saying, you know, something to the effect of, you know, then Jane said,
and he said,
and Heathcliff said, and, you know, et cetera. I don't see a big difference.
Okay. So to me, the difference would be that in an audiobook, it's just a voice reading the lines from a book, not necessarily acting. So many times it's just, even though it's another voice who may not be the narrator, it's a separate voice who's doing, you know, say, voicing the character of Jane. She is still just reading. She's not necessarily acting and putting the emotion always into it. So it's still what they call in performance business, they call it a dramatic reading of something.
Right.
So I think that's one of the major differences. And then secondly, to me, the probably the biggest difference is the fact that that narrator is still there moving the story along for even just the slightest little thing. Like you mentioned earlier, the
right.
he said, she said, or John exclaimed, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think that it kind of removes you from the story just a little bit. So those are the two biggest distinctions for me.
So I have a version of an audio Bible that is an interesting instance of what we're talking about, in that every word that's in the King James Version of the Bible is being read. Okay, so it goes from Genesis chapter 1 to the end of Revelation, right? And chapter 23? Verse 21, I think, is the last verse in the Bible. If I'm wrong, forgive me. But each voice or each person is a different voice, right? Mm-hmm. So they have a person who plays, for lack of a better word, the Apostle Paul writing these letters. And he's reading the letter he's writing. And they have a person who plays God, who reads the lines that God, you know, spoke in the Bible. And then there's another person who fills in those areas where we don't really know who's speaking, right? So it's the right. author of the book of Genesis, who is, you know, is thought to be Moses, but there's a person that reads, you know, in the beginning, God said, and then God says, let there be light. Different voice, yeah. right? So there's obviously a whole lot of work that went into this. And another interesting component that I've never found before in any kind of Bible is, or any kind of audio Bible, is that they have music in the background, and to a limited extent, in the cases of like thunder and things like that, some limited sound effects. But is that a dramatized Bible? Is the question, right? It's a full cast audiobook. It really is. Mm-hmm. But is it a dramatized version of the Bible? Is it the same thing or an equivalent to somebody doing an actual audio drama of the entire Bible? I think a case can be made that it really is, and it has more value because it's verbatim. Of course, we're talking about the Bible, so it's sure. not necessarily well, yeah. what you want in every book, but it's verbatim what is actually written.
Any thoughts on that, Roy?
Nothing yet. No, I don't know. It'd be hard. I don't know, because I got all these ideas running around in my head about this whole thing.
Well, just grab one.
And yeah, well, it's like, like, again, going back to the word, like, drama, like, taking something and exploding it, right? Like, the nowadays term, you know?
Sure.
And we have these books that are dramatized. Well, they're not. Well, say, like, take, for instance, At Home in Medford. Okay, the book was dramatized, and so we get these things that the writers put in there that are, like, you know, not necessarily in the book, but it's just, like, dramatized. I don't know what I'm saying. But anyway.
It's got to be adapted.
Yeah. So
it's an adaptation.
Yeah. And then, when you do the book version, it's like you're saying it's word for word. I don't know, it'd be hard to, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting drama. I think drama is a different word for me, I guess, now that I think about it. Thinking, like, talking about the Bible being dramatized or, I don't know. There seemed like to be a better word for that, because in my mind, dramatized is like taking what was written down and kind of like expounding on like what other words that were said, you know,
like pulling out the main points and
not just like and he said this or whatever, you know, and then they dramatize that and it's actually like, you know, a few more words in there, make it more life sounding or something.
So is
that kind of sounds like it's dramatized to me.
Is the only distinction then that there's not a narrator popping in every 5 seconds saying that he said, she said?
No, because they don't quote the book verbatim.
You hit the nail on the head right there, Royce.
They're actually adapting the actual verbiage.
And they're making it more life sounding. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes more realistic with sound effects, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. But it's not just like, you know, straight like dry sentences.
Well, let's take a different example then. How about there's a series of books read by this guy named Mark Thompson. He reads a lot of different things, a couple kid books. So this guy's amazing. This is not a full cast, but it might as well be. I'm telling you, like, you're listening and you literally think that there's 12, 15 different people involved in this. And there's sound effects for everything that happens. And unless the only time that there's not sound effects is when it's not appropriate. There's always a background sound effect. If they're in a certain place, you have the ambient sounds. And so in this instance, absolutely the only thing that's different is the only thing that you wouldn't find in an actual audio drama is the same person, because he is the only person reading, will drop out of character and back into his narrator voice to narrate the story. And, you know, this guy doesn't just read his lines, okay? He doesn't just read them in a different voice. He does a dramatic reading of every part in the book. And he's amazing.
So he becomes the character,
basically. He becomes every character.
Not just saying, oh, hi, John. I'm like, oh, hi, John.
Right, exactly.
And he's like, oh, hi, John. Like, putting like a,
right,
a he puts human a, feel to it, maybe.
A very high degree of actual acting into what he's saying. But again, we have this part where he'll say, you know, X character, A, then A with a, you know, whatever a good expression is that a writer will put in, like with a scowl on his face, you know. Then A says to B with a scowl, you know, and then he'll put a scowl in his voice, yeah, you know, so that it's, you know, but he does say that part. Right, with a scowl in his, you know, and it's an exact reproduction of what the book is, but he's acting out every part, including the narrator. He's acting as a narrator, then he acts as A, then he acts as B, and all the way down to Z in some cases, because these are very long stories with hundreds of characters in some cases.
I was going to say 26 characters.
So, So it's a very interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah. So I.
So in that case, what do we think, right?
So I definitely think there's value in that type of a performance, and that sounds to me like it's a performance.
Oh yeah.
There's
production.
There's a podcast that I listen to called The Classic Tales. Anybody who's into classic literature should check this podcast out. It's narrated by one fellow, BJ Harrison, does all the voices, but he does, you know, change his voice up a little bit for each character. But again, these are audiobooks, and I think there is a big distinction. So to hear that, and I think going back to what Roy said a minute ago is hitting it right on the head, is the way that dialogue is constructed in a book and then therefore an audiobook versus an audio drama is completely different, because yeah. you have to convey more feeling, the context, the surroundings, a lot of times all of these different things with just the dialogue without it sounding cheesy. So I think it's much more difficult to write lines for an audio drama rather than just write a narrative for yeah. for a book or a short story or some other kind of work.
Well, sure, because you have the power to set the scene.
Exactly. Yeah.
Without having to use, say, sound effects, right?
Well, yeah, you have your adjectives, right? You just you have to
right.
use you all have your to descriptive words and stuff. Whereas where an audio. Okay, I think in discussing this, my mind has made the transition between audio book to audio drama.
And okay. I'm starting to get the feeling that yes, they're different, but they're subclasses of the same thing.
Oh, okay, well, would you two agree with me that like an audiobook would be definitely longer than an audio drama?
There's no doubt that that is always the case. Always.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind having a 5 hour long audio drama, or you know.
Why? Because it takes less time. Because you can, like you just said,
you slice out those things, yeah. right? You slice out the.
Well, it's there. The blue sky, the birds chirping, the train coming down the track, all that, you know.
Well, because you can convey that with a sound.
Sound, exactly.
Right. And it doesn't have to be explicitly stated by, say, a narrator, right? I mean,
yeah.
you have this narrator that reads, oh, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. As they stepped off the train into the. Into the azure blue of the sky and the, you know, whatever green sea or green grass and, you know, flowers. And they have the power to actually explicitly say all of these things and put the colors in there so it builds a good picture in the reader's mind. So I agree that they're different things.
But it's not acoustic performance.
I just don't necessarily know if they're as different as we're saying or as we think. So in the case of what I was just talking about, like this guy that reads or acts all of these different parts and characters and reads the thing, what it seems like it's just two different ways of expressing the same thing, right? You could build an audio drama of the book, mm-hmm. have the exact same dialogue, cut out the narration. Or not all the narration, because we know that narration is necessary even in an audio drama, right?
To a certain extent, yeah.
To definitely. A certain point, narration is necessary everywhere, but you can build a conversation without saying this person replied or that person exclaimed or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's something that I wanted to point out too. There is a company out there, and I'm not going to say their name because I cannot endorse or recommend their productions. I checked them out just to see if it was something worth discussing here on the show, and I was disappointed, but they do have a little bit different. So I would consider their stuff to be almost a hybrid of full cast audiobook and an audio drama, because they cut out that I guess you might call extemporaneous verbiage from a book.
Mm-hmm.
All the he said, she said, because it is unnecessary when you do have a full cast, in my opinion. So and then they have sound effects, music, the transitions, scenes, and stuff like that. And it's a full cast. But they cut out all of that kind of stuff, and they just have – so there's still a narrator who says, that, you know, and they went to such and such place around 10 o'clock in the morning, that kind of stuff. But the, you know, she exclaimed, that kind of stuff is all cut out, and they kind of trim down the text of a work and present it in that fashion. So that's a very blurred line to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So here's something that I thought I would toss out to you guys, because unbeknownst to you, Roy and Andrew, I reached out to a friend of the show, Jerry Robbins, who is the big cheese over at Colonial Radio Theater.
The guy.
He's one of the main actors, writers, directors, producer, does a lot of stuff in this industry. And I wanted to see what he had to say about this question. Is a full cast audio drama or a full cast audio book the same? So he says, in his opinion, not at all. They are not the same thing.
Hmm.
Here's what he says. I'm going to read this verbatim. An audio drama is where you adapt a book, not read the book, into a theatrical presentation with sound effects, music, actors, and most important, a script that has been written based on the book, meaning you take passages of narration and text and turn it into dialogue using as little narration as possible. Sometimes you want to keep a bit of the narration because it's just beautiful language. And then he says, a full cast audiobook has a narrator reading every word of the book right down to the, which is what we've referenced several times, the right. She said and the he said and the Bob looked puzzled. It's just an audiobook with multiple readers. They use actors for lines when a character is speaking. So do you guys have any comments on this?
Except for the fact that I agree wholeheartedly. And I've just been playing devil's advocate, folks, honestly, to make it more interesting. Because if we all said, yeah, sure, that's just exactly what it, then we would have ended the discussion about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I have to agree, honestly. I mean, but I will say this. One last comment before we step into this next little thing that JD has for us. I will say that having a narrator, if you like audiobooks at all, as opposed to just audio drama, if you have a narrator who is so talented, and Roy and I have a series that we've listened to where the narration is exactly the same as what I've been describing, minus the sound effects and music.
Well, he does the sound effects with his mouth, actually.
In some cases. He does. But there's no background sound effects to create ambience, as opposed to what I was talking about before, and no music. So I can't listen with any kind of real interest to any other type of audiobook having heard it with these two actors that are just incredible, that can make you, they can put you into a story much better than just a guy reading and changing his voice a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It has completely ruined me for hearing other audiobooks because it's such a better experience.
Yeah, and I kind of had the same experience. There's another series that I listened to, and it was actually a lady doing all the narration, and she played all the parts. And she was really talented. And my introductions to audiobooks was her, and then also this other guy that Andrew and I are talking about. And I'm not really into audiobooks. I don't listen to a lot of them. But anytime I try to listen to another one, I don't get through it at all.
You can't. You just have to it's boring without trying to be too blunt, it just gets boring. Yeah. And it's so awesome to hear audiobook producers going into this sort of hybrid audio drama field, because I'm telling you, it's so much easier to listen to an audiobook.
And it just helps with the whole imagination thing, you know, helps set the scene in your mind and everything like that. And
I think maybe that's a good segue.
Yeah, well, I like this where we use the word hybrid here. That's a good term, I think.
So at this point, what I consider a pure audiobook is one person reading and changing their voice somewhat, you know, and an audio drama is a full-on cutting out the pieces of narration that are unnecessary, exactly what, you know, Mr. Robbins described, you know, cutting out the unnecessary bits, having dialogue back and forth or, you know, between however many characters. Full cast, etc. And a full cast audiobook and an audiobook with a reader that's so talented that they can do whatever they want with their voice. And I think those fall into a kind of gray area. They're not audiobooks per se. but they're also not audio drama per se.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a spectrum, and we're talking about kind of the middle ground, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So here's something fun I thought we could do. Jerry Robbins, just out of the blue, put together a quick scene. He just wrote real quickly a scene in both a full cast audio book format and then the same scene in an audio drama, how he might write it for an audio drama. Now, he was careful to note that this is not an actual scene from any CRT production. It's just something that he came up with on the fly.
Sure.
So if he were writing for a production, he said it would have been much more thorough and creative or whatever. But I thought this would be fun for the three of us to act this out or read this in the two formats and see where we might go. So, Andrew, in this first scene, now this is a scene from a Dracula story, okay?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Okay.
So I've never read the original Count Dracula stories, you know, but I've heard all about it and, you know, so this will be fun. Andrew, you get to be Dracula.
Whoa, okay.
And I'm going to be the narrator, and Roy gets to play a character named Lucy.
All right. As a female Lucy?
Good on Roy.
Yeah.
Where is
not this? Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
Oh, but is it what's my gender?
You're a female.
You have to step out of your role there, Roy.
Okay. Now I have to do like what all these audio book readers, narrators, talented people do.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so first of all, this scene that we're going to read through is the full cast audio book version of this scene, okay?
Okay, here we go. I am a creature of the night.
The Count stood before her. Lucy looked into Count Dracula's eyes and saw little tiny bats flapping their wings in his pupils.
Come here, my dear,
the Count said slowly and methodically. Lucy took one step and then another as the Count kept his eyes on hers, drawing her closer with his mesmerizing trance.
Yes, yes.
And curtain. Excellent acting, Roy. Oh! How did you come up with that? That's amazing.
Okay. So now in this one, you still want to do Dracula?
Sure.
Okay. So this is the audio drama, the same exact scene, but written for an audio drama.
Okay.
Now, you're going to switch it up. I'll be Lucy this time.
Yay.
And Roy gets to play the Foley guy.
Oh, how about this? All right.
That's awesome.
Oh, sure.
Where is this? Oh, I got to
okay. Oh, my goodness.
So, anything where it references sound or music, you're going to read that in and kind of fill in your creativity there. How's that sound? You don't have to like play an instrument with your voice, but just kind of like you read it so we can get a feel of what the scene would sound like.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, let us know.
Music. Under curtain, twisted, spinning, yet subtle as.
I am a creature of the night.
Intense music intensifies with.
Yes, look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. See the little tiny bats.
Yes, I see them.
Come here, my dear.
I.
Sound, single step. Music, tempo, a little faster as.
One step, yes. Very good.
Sound, three
now,
more steps.
Now, another. Closer. Closer.
Sound, several more steps as.
Very good, my dear.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great idea for our next audio drama.
Yeah, here we go. Take two.
So, which of these sounds more compelling? Yeah. Probably neither of them with the
us trying to do the acting.
First, we have to have talented actors.
We need a decent Foley guy here.
So, I think that's a pretty good illustration, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure, just, you know, on the fly, obviously very, you know, for lack of a better word, amateur, you know, this was something that Roy and I didn't practice for.
Yeah.
Or JD, really. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know it was coming. So there it is. Kind of, I think that's a pretty good illustration of the difference between an audiobook, right? I mean, you can act out, and you know, but it's that layer of music and sound effects, and
it just draws you in.
It does. It puts you in the story without having to go through, honestly, without having to go through a bunch of descriptive words that can, if you have an engaged imagination and aren't doing anything else, can pull you into the story by themselves, but audio drama just does it so much more easily.
And I think we've referenced this in the past. It's all of these different components, the sound effects, and not to mention in an audio drama, there's effects that are added to the voice to simulate certain types of circumstances and things like that. So like if somebody's shouting or, you know,
on a telephone, even, you know,
exactly.
Right.
So those are other little subtle things that kind of bring you in a little more. So it's all of these different components working together, melding together, meshing together to make one sound.
Right. So I think that the takeaway from this is we have two very distinct and opposite things. Well, not opposite, but very distinct and separate things, in that an audiobook is what we've described, even a full cast audiobook, right?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how the production is done, full cast audiobook, you get all of these descriptive words and these things. And then we have a full cast producer, sound engineer, sound Foley guy, you know, involved drama, audio drama, in which actors and sound effects and music create the scene. And then we have this kind of gray area where you pull in these amazing, you kind of pull elements from both. You have the sound effects and music in some cases, and the effects on the voice and all that kind of stuff. And you have the interesting actor or actors who are really putting themselves into the role. And they kind of fall in this no man's land, right? Where they're not true audio drama, but they're not just an audiobook, right? There's nothing like listening to a political audiobook or some other type of audiobook that has no fiction component.
Yeah.
Because that's where you get a true, just a person reading.
Yeah. Right, right.
No, there's no act, there's none of that stuff. It's just an audiobook.
Yeah.
And there's a particular author that you and I, Andrew, both enjoy his writing very much, and he always reads his own books.
Yes.
And he does an amazing job, and he keeps my attention.
Right.
Just the way he enunciates. But this is a different thing.
Genre. They're completely different genres, really. But you get this, I think, a full cast audiobook that's done really well, and even just an audiobook read by one really talented person that they incorporate sound effects, etc., is a subgenre of its own that borrows from the two things, and in a lot of ways puts them together in a very productive and very nice package.
To kind of wrap this up, I think one of the last things I wanted to mention is another thing that Jerry Robbins said. He said the terms are a little muddy. He said, I still call them radio plays, but the common modern term is audio drama. But the publisher that he works with calls them full cast audio drama, which to me is a little bit redundant.
Sure.
But he says some use the term full cast audiobook, and they're talking about exactly the same thing as what CRT does.
Sure.
And then others may call it a full cast audiobook, and it's the hybrid, the actual book, not dramatized with actors reading. So there's a lot of misunderstanding out there by the way different people are producing different types of products, and they're calling them similar things.
Right.
So I think it's good to draw a distinction here. And he says there's nothing wrong with full cast audiobooks. Many people love them, but he's just not really a fan. And so, and I would agree, I would much prefer an audio drama over some of these other forms, but I still do enjoy listening to a well-narrated audiobook.
I agree completely.
So I guess the big question then is, what should ATC do about these other forms? Should we address them? Should we talk about them? Or should we stick to what we would consider true audio drama?
I think that we are speaking exclusively of, when we say that we discuss family-friendly radio or audio drama, I think we're exclusively talking about the far end of the audio drama spectrum, right?
Fully produced, fully produced, casted, fully sound effects.
Yeah. All music, every element of what we would consider an audio drama, such as Odyssey or any of our big three, that's what we're talking about. I don't think we dabble in the any of these subgenres, or should.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have in the past just kind of made reference to some of these other types of things, but I don't think we'll ever devote a show to one of these types of productions, because
right. I agree.
I think they're different things. Any last words, Roy? Famous last words?
I agree totally with both of you. As our name applies, right? Audio theater. You got theater as production, sound, lights, music, everything like that.
Right.
And then the audio part of it.
Lights even, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, theater, there are lights.
Yeah,
theater. Not necessarily lights. Audio. Well, hopefully you have lights in the audio theater studio as well.
Exactly. That's what I meant. The lights. But sticking with the top three and subcategories.
Perfect. And I just want to say real quickly, thank you very much to Jerry Robbins for sending me a very thoughtful and well written response to my question at very late notice. I just contacted him late yesterday afternoon, and he was able to send me back all of those thoughts. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Why don't our, not that this will in any way influence what we're going to do, but why don't our fans, or if we have fans, listeners, write in and let us know what they think. Right?
Capital suggestion, Andrew.
So that they can tell us, hey, we really love full cast audio dramas and we would love for you guys to talk about them. Now, like I said, that won't necessarily influence what we're going to do, but we'd love to hear from you regarding this topic. Let's all kind of get in on the discussion.
Absolutely. Okay. There's one thing that I wanted to let you guys know about that is a really cool way that you can get involved in ATC. Now, a lot of times, as we're kind of looking back over episodes, and I'm sure you as the listener have wondered about something that we may have said in a previous episode and how we worded it. And it would be helpful for all of us in this community to be able to look back on those past episodes and just look for something really quickly without having to listen through to an entire show. Well, it's kind of expensive to hire somebody to do transcriptions of episodes. So there's this really cool service and website that's popped up recently, and it's called Fanscribed. Now, what that allows us to do is send in our shows over to Fanscribed, and then you, as the listener, can log in, go right to this page. There's a link in the show notes for that. And you can choose a 2 or 3 minute section of a show and just transcribe that, type that up as you listen to it. And then if you get tired of it, you can stop and somebody else can pick up another chunk of it. And as we go, we're just kind of crowdsourcing the transcriptions of the episodes. So then everybody can go look at those and look back on past episodes and what was said. So, if you're interested in taking a part in that, and, I may even jump in there on occasion and type in some, so you can just jump in there for a few minutes and then let somebody else take up where you left off, that kind of thing. So, if you're interested in doing something like that, check out the link for Fanscribed, our page on Fanscribed, which is in the show notes for this episode, episode 52.
So, what do you think of the show?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, Audio Theater Central.
Hey, guys, this is Austin Peachy.
Hello, JD, Roy, and Andrew. My name is Victoria.
Now, yesterday, I received a letter from a big fan.
No time to chat. I've got an email list.
Another package for me today.
No, it's actually just your mail.
Fantastic.
Speaking of feedback. Oh, wait, no.
Speaking of mail.
Yes. Yes. So We are in that area of the episode where we go every time we have an Audio Theater Central podcast, and we are going to read some of your feedback. So email us, call us. We'll give you all that information at the end of the show because we love hearing from you guys. Right. So listener Will brought up the fact that iTunes doesn't show all ATC episodes.
What?
JD's response.
Yeah.
So I am quoting JD.
and JD's voice. Here we go.
And the reason why I share this is just because there may be other people out there who have run across this and wondered the same thing.
Sure. Sure, exactly. There is a technical reason why all of our episodes are not in iTunes. Without going into too much detail, our system only sends the 25 most recent episodes to iTunes. All of the shows, however, are still available to download on our website. You can find the complete list here. And then this link, I'm assuming, will be in the show notes. Because you don't want to try to type in, as I say, http://  www.audiotheatercentral.com/p/atc-episode-guide.html.
Yep. Yeah, we didn't want to hear that.
No,
right, exactly.
I had to say great impersonation of JD there, Andrew.
Oh, that was my JD voice. You want to hear my Roy voice? Hey, guys, I'm Roy. And my JD voice sounds just like my Roy voice.
Yeah, we got an email from Christopher and asking us a few questions here. First off, where can we buy or listen to the episodes of The Pond?
Yeah.
Those
are on hiskids.net, right?
Yeah, you listen to them on there. Hiskids.net is plays the most current episode, and you can get them on Amazon or CBC or on this Christian bookstore. The distributors. And you can also go to lifeatthepond.com or Google Life at the Pond.
Yeah.
You'll find
Let's go to the pond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I will tell you that they are cheaper on CBD than they are on Amazon. Uh-huh. So.
See there, folks? Ooh. Inside scoop to our listener.
Yeah. Take away the business from evil Amazon. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding.
So there's a link in the show notes to the page where you can get those pond CDs on christianbook.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go through that link, it kind of gives us a little kickback. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you. He goes on to ask us, are all of you guys Christians?
Short answer? The only answer? Yes.
Yes.
Yep, that's the short and the long answer.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Yes. What is that Goliath series you were talking about in episode 44 from Paul's and Tales? Let us tell you.
Let us expound.
Yeah, because this is...
Very
I believe
dear to my heart.
Between all three of us, this is an amazing episode that we all love. Amazing love series, and we want them to continue it so bad because we know that CJ is going to be the person that's going to go back to and save the world and all this. But anyway, we got Paws and Tails did a short mini series. I don't know what to call it, but anyway,
it's a story arc.
Yeah, it's the behind the scenes of how we got Papa Chuck and all this kind of stuff.
It's the Novacom of Paws and Tails.
It really is. That is so true.
But unlike the whole Novacom series, it doesn't tell us like where Wick came from and how Wick got to Odyssey and all that kind of stuff. But this tells us how Papa Chuck came to Wildwood and started in Wildwood and where he was originally from. And it's a four-part series, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And if you have not listened to it, check it out.
A link in the show notes.
A link in the show notes. And
they put together an album that has all of the episodes in that series on one, so you can grab that fantastic storytelling.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It is awesome.
Wow.
And it's from Paws and Tails, and if you're unfamiliar with Paws and Tails, what's going on, man? Subscribe. they have what they call their Pawscast.
Yeah.
Go into iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Paws and Tails.
Yeah. And then finally, he finished up with a question. Any word on Spirit Blade Productions and Edwin and the Herbs. Edwin and the Herbs. Spirit Blade Productions. JD, anything on Spirit Blade Productions?
So Spirit Blade Productions, although we kind of focused an entire episode on their Pilgrim's Progress adaptation, which they've only released the first chapter of that. Their major production is called Spirit Blade. Go figure. No.
Yeah, exactly. Spirit Blade Productions, we're productioning Spirit Blade.
So their main story was a trilogy in this series, Spirit Blade. So right now they're in the the final stages of releasing the third part of that trilogy, the Spirit Blade trilogy. From what I understand, as soon as they finish that, then they're going to jump back into the second and hopefully third and fourth, however many parts they need to finish the Pilgrim's Progress. So that's kind of where things stand with Spirit Blade Productions. They're finishing up the third part of their trilogy, and then hopefully we'll hear some Pilgrim's Progress from them. As far as Edwin and the Orbs, I have no update there. We really don't know what's going on with Edwin and the Orbs. It's kind of seemed to have dropped off the radar, so we still are hoping that that series becomes a reality, because It sounds really pretty cool. But at this stage, we don't really know.
Yep. There's a demo scene on their website if you want to check it out, edwinandtheherbs.com. But other than that,
it's all we got.
That's all we got.
That's it. Well, guys, man, I did not think we would be able to talk about this topic for this long, but I think we really got into this discussion, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Totally. And let us know, please, if you like these discussion-based episodes, we have a master list of discussions that we would love to talk about if you guys like this format. So, hey, when you subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or tune in, whatever, give us a rating, give us a review. And while you're thinking about us, go ahead and go to audiotheatercentral.com/contact and choose one of the many methods there and let us know. Hey, we'd love to hear you guys discuss whatever your idea is, right?
Yeah. And we'd love to get some voicemails. We haven't got any calls in a while, so we love adding your voice to the show. So give us a call. As Andrew said, all of the methods for doing that are on our website on the contact page. And again, show notes can be found at audiotheatercentral.com/52. That'll do it for this time. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Audio Theater Central is a production of Porchlight Family Media, porchlightfamilymedia.com.
I am a creature of the night. Yes. Look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. See the little tiny bats.
Yes, I see them.
Come here, my dear.
I...
One step. Yes, very good. Now another. Closer. Closer. Very good, my dear.
Ah!